There are symbols of the outpouring in the Bible. And one of the symbols of the outpouring that is good for this season is rain and water. Joel chapter 2 verse 23, the Lord said he will give us the rain and the latter rain. Can we have Joel 2, 23? Be glad, O children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the early rain for his vindication. He has poured down for you abundant rain, the early and the latter rain. So one of the pictures of the Holy Spirit is rain. And that is why it comes as an outpouring upon us. You know the experience of the last 3 weeks where everything was hot. You put on your AC, it was doing almost nothing. But you discovered that yesterday when you put on your AC, it was working. You thought it was not working before. It was that the heat was more than the AC. There comes a time where the heat of life is much more than your power. What the Lord does is he rains the Holy Spirit upon you. He brings the rain to calm the situations of life. So the Holy Spirit is represented by rain. And the Holy Spirit is represented by water. And the Holy Spirit is represented by river. John chapter 4, 13. John 4, 13 and 14, I think. And Jesus said to her, everyone who drinks of this water will be tested again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never thirst again. That water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. See, talking about the Holy Spirit. Remember, talking about the Holy Spirit, number one, Joel 2:23, rain. John 4:13 and 14, what? Water. John 7:37. John 7:37. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water. Joel 2:23, what? Rain. John 4:13, water. John 7:37, 38, 39, what? Rivers of living water. Zechariah 10:1, still a picture of what God is going to give us, the Holy Spirit. Whatever rain does in the physical, the Holy Spirit does in the spiritual. Whatever rain does in the physical, the Holy Spirit does in the spiritual. Ask. He has the promise for the rain. You have the promise of the water. You have the promise of the river. Therefore, ask. Rain from the Lord. In the season of a spring rain. From the Lord who makes storm clouds. And he will give them showers of rain. To everyone that the vegetation in the field. There are many benefits that come from the outpouring. So remember, number one, the Holy Spirit is compared to rain, water, and river. We've seen the rain dimension. We've seen the water dimension. We've seen the river dimension. And the Bible enjoins us to ask, seek, to expect, to hunger for the rain. And in our service today, we have had outpourings of the rain upon us. And because that is what we are experiencing now again, we need to know that the rain does not fall for falling sake. We don't ask for the outpouring and for us to be falling down. And after we fall down, what? We don't ask for the outpouring for us to start laughing. Hey, hey, hey. And we jump up. After jumping up, you go back. The outpouring is much more than that. Those are symptoms of the outpouring. When it comes, some people shake. Some people tremble. Some sing. Some cry. Some fall under the anointing. That is the symptom for you to know there is an outpouring. That is not the reason for it. If the reason for outpouring is for me to fall down and hit my head on this thing, what have I gained? Think about it. You are falling under the anointing. There is a reason why the Holy Spirit came upon you that made you fall. And those are the benefits of the outpouring. I have 21 of them here. I'll just share as the Spirit lead me. 21. But this particular one, I want everybody to know about that I've shared in all the services. And is this. The reason for the outpouring is that for heavenly resources to be made available for you to use on earth. So everything in God that made him create the world, the power that made him resurrect people from the dead, the power that made him give life to people, when there is an outpouring upon us, as the Holy Spirit come upon us this morning, if there is an enablement that makes us access heavenly resources for earthly use. That's why for most of the time I tell you, you don't need money in your account. You don't need money in your pocket. The most important thing is having money when you need it. I want to buy, okay, I almost use jet, but it's controversial, so don't let me use jet because before people will not listen to my message again. I need a car. My Lord, I need a car. I don't need to have money in the account. My Lord, I need a car. And then what happens? I have a car. The problem that most of us have is that we think in monetary terms. Think in terms of what you need. Where did I say it? A woman whose womb was removed that went to see the pastor. You complain. The pastor said, do you need a womb or you need a child? Said, I need a child. Says, let it be to you according to your need. And he gave birth to a child. How? I don't know. What? You don't need a womb. What do you need? A child. If I need a car, people think 3 million. You don't need 3 million. You need a car. The Holy Spirit make heavenly abilities, heavenly resources available for you for earthly use. So by that resources that heaven delivers to me, that makes nobody to be able to say no to heaven, by that resources, I take it and I engage earthly things with it to get earthly things. We don't spend dollar in Nigeria. So if somebody send me dollar, I convert it to what we use in Nigeria and I get what I want. I know that statement is not entirely correct. We use dollar in Nigeria. But I'm just using it to explain. Heavenly resources to make earthly things available. And you know what? It is available here now. The heavenly resources. Over available. It's over available here. Can we tap into it? Can we pray together? I assess heavenly resources for earthly gain, for earthly use. I assess heavenly resources for earthly use now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You have to pray better than that. Let's pray. What I'm saying is that the heavenly resources that God will make available, we might not know the name. So when we pray heavenly resources, it's correct. Because it might be angels, it might be Holy Spirit, it might be thunder, it might be anything. But the earthly use you need it for, you know. So don't just say, I need heavenly resources for earthly use. It's almost a useless prayer. Because what earthly use you need it for? Do you understand? The heavenly resources that is going to be reduced, you might not know. So can we pray heavenly resources for earthly use? What is the earthly use? Mention it. Talk to him. I have seen miracles this year. 3 months. I have heard testimonies 3 months this year that I'm not afraid to pray any strange prayer again. I have seen the hand of God on the life of our members this year. That I am not afraid of decreeing anything. I am sure and sure that there are heavenly resources in this house for earthly use. In case you don't know, you can assess it. In case you don't know, you can assess it. In case you don't know, you can assess it. In case you don't know, you can assess it. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Yesterday at the leaders' meeting, I was sharing one of the things God did for one of my daughters. And when I shared, somebody in our meeting, we were sharing
the supernatural. That is not for you alone. It's for your children.
In this church, there is a very close friend I have that is like 2-3 years old. If you know, you know. If you don't know, you don't know. But I have a very close friend that is like year 2 or 3. And then the father shared with me that at home, when they take light, there was a day they took light and she prayed and said, "Lord, let NEPA bring light." And boom, there was light. And she started running to the house. "I prayed and God answered. I prayed and God answered. Have you prayed? Have God answered?" My friend, 2-3 years old, I can't remember her age again. 2-3. There is heavenly resources for earthly gain. They are sending everybody on a foreign trip in your office. They say they jump your name. You can engage heavenly resources for earthly gain. Are you here? Anywhere you have been overlooked by the heart of warring today, we engage. Can you pray for yourself? Wherever I have been overlooked. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We have listened to me. You come to church to be equipped with every resources for you to live the Christian life outside the church. The power made available for you in church is not for church, sir. How long do you stay here? How long? 1.5 hours, some of you. We have been here. I have been here for almost 5 hours. And that's the end of it. Maybe another Wednesday. But when I leave this place, there are many things waiting for me. I come and I'm equipped to overcome the challenges. Outside. The outpouring, number 2, is for enablement and empowerment for your life and your ministry. Every aspect of your life. When there is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon us, it is for enablement and empowerment. The symptom is speaking in tongues. The symptom might be you falling down. But it is not for you to speak in tongues. It's for you to speak in tongues to be empowered and enabled to rule in life. Hello, are you here? Say amen. Let me know you are here. Therefore, where things are not working before, you have come here today under the outpouring, and you are being enabled and empowered for life. You are being enabled. You are being empowered for life. Can I say, I am being enabled. I am being empowered for life. Have you not seen, I know parents, when we were growing up, that their children will go out and run back home. "Mommy, mommy, 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 Biadu beat me, Biadu beat me, daddy, mommy." And the father will send him back. "Is he not your mate? He beat you. Well, go back. Go back and fight." God has adequately equipped you. And some of you come back every Sunday. "They have beat me again. My father, they have beat me again." And your father is getting angry. And said, "I have empowered and enabled you for life. Go back." And that's why whenever you come to church on Sunday, there is always a Monday. He's telling you, "Go back. Go back and win. I am enabling you. I'm empowering you. Go back and win." Are you here? Say, "I'm going back this week. And I'm winning by heavenly resources. I am going back this week. And I'm overcoming. I am going back this week. 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 I am going back this week." In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. Listen to me. I grew up in a place in Accra. That place. In that area, there's a place we call Bukom Square. How big is that place? It's central Accra. It's where the Accra people are from. It's their ancestral land. It's not up to Duse Sokale. Duse Sokale is bigger than it. In that place, all the boxing champions of Ghana, they are from that place. All of them. Except if there's anyone that knew one, Azuma Nelson. Even that guy that fights wrestling, Kofi Kingston, is from that area.
Why do champions come from that area? That place where we grew up. When you fight, nobody separates fight. You will fight until there is a senior. So that you will not come and disturb us with another fight another day. So they agree up that anybody that is above you, you don't fight him. But if you must fight, in that place you will fight. People will fight and sit down. Drink water, fight. Continue again. Fight, 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 fight. Sit down. Fight, 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 fight. Until you win. Be like those Ghanaian heavyweight champions that when they are growing up, you must fight, 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 and win. Are you here? You are going back to fight this week. And you are going back to win. Hello, I'm going back to win. Do you know what you are carrying now? The Holy Spirit in you, the angelic beings following you. You are not losing. You are going back for victory. I'm going back this week for victory. Where they have told me no, I'm receiving a yes. I'm going back for victory. Under this outpouring, I am going back. I am going back. I am going back. I am going back. I am not coming back crying to the Lord. I am coming back sharing my testimony. I am coming back sharing my testimony. I am coming back sharing my testimony of victory. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So there is enablement and there is empowerment. There are supernatural encounters. Under the outpouring. Supernatural encounters. Supernatural encounters. Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. John said, I was in the Spirit in the Lord's days, and I heard a voice behind me, a loud voice, like a tempest. Like a trumpet. Loud voice. And that was the beginning of writing of a book of Revelation. 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. Why? It's supernatural encounters. Those kind of encounters don't come when we are doing anything anywhere. It comes under the outpouring. In my ministry in this church, I've seen many people. That when we have, because time is limited in the church, when we pray, we have encounters there. They feel nothing has happened. And they get up. And something happens to them in their dream. Some fall under the anointing all around their house, turning their house upside down. Something just comes upon them. And they call me pastor. I don't know. But when we were in the church, it looked as nothing happened. But when they got home, there was terrible things in righteousness happening to them. So, listen. The outpouring on you is not a feeling matter. It's a knowing matter. It's a faith matter. It's you knowing that God keeps his promises. And Jesus said, that promise of God is for you and your children. The promise of the Spirit is for you and your children. So, we can have supernatural encounters. And you know what? Many of you don't know that many of the teenagers and the children in this church are having glorious supernatural encounters with God. Sometimes you ask your children at home, what happened at the service? And hear some tell you of angels that they saw in service. Today's service, three people have already spoken to me about angelic encounters in the first two services. Three people. Today. And most of the time they say, when you just say angels, I just saw. But the angels are here. But some don't know they are sleeping. Under the outpouring. Encounters. But you see, different people have different encounters. You just must know how it is. I have never opened my eyes to see an angel before. I have never heard about an angel before. But I know. There's a way I know angels are around. I don't know how to explain how I know it to you. I don't know how to explain it. Sometimes I'm high. Jumping up. If you see me, just calm down. And move there. There's something that something I've changed. I just know something I've changed. And almost all the seers in church come to tell me something has changed at that time. What they saw at that time. I don't see like that. But I know. I don't know how to explain how I know. But I know. When we come next month talking about hearing God, we'll talk about these things for you to understand. So listen, I know there are angels. here around to help you. Do you understand? They are going with you into the week. They are giving you victories. Can we pray together? Say everything. Can you say everything that you have sent to me today, I receive them. Everything. Every benefit you have earmarked for me today, I receive them. I receive them. I receive them. I receive them. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Please know that this promise is for you and your children. Under the outpouring is restoration. Job chapter 14. Diverse kind of restoration. Job 14. 7 to 9. Job 14. 7 to 9. For there is hope for a tree if it be cut down, but it will sprout again, and that its shoots will not cease. Look at it. Though its root grow old in the earth. Listen, I don't know how your life is cut off, cut out, giving up, the root dead. In fact, say if it's that part of our life, let's, pastor, let's forget it. I have accepted faith. Though its root grow old in the earth, though it has been a long-term problem, and its stump die in the soil. Can we all read verse 8 together? Yet. Can we read together? Let's go. Yet. At the scent of water, it will bud and put out branches like a young plant. And what did we say water represents today? What did we say water is today? The Holy Spirit. So under the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the water, the rain, the rivers of the Holy Spirit, everything that is dead sprouts forth again. And I've told you, whatever rain does physically, the Holy Spirit does spiritually. If you cut a tree, you all know, that's why we keep going to farm, to weed, to cut. Once you cut it, where rain falls again, what happens? They come back again. If that happens to weeds and flowers that we set ablaze as firewood, how much more you? There's hope for you, there's hope for me. We are springing forth again. And there's restoration for us. Have you been cut off? There's restoration. Can we pray under this outpouring? There is a restoration. There is a restoration. There is a restoration. There is a restoration. There is a restoration for me. There is a restoration for me. There is a restoration for me. There is restoration. Under the outpouring, there is restoration. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I spoke about part of this last week. Some of us are tired. We are weary. We have moved from challenge to challenge. You look at some families. One person is sick. They are in the hospital today. Another person. You know, and the woman is tired. Just tired. One problem to the other. Some people, the family looks as if it's a quenching of fire ministry. You are quenching fire. Once you quench this, you quench that, you quench that. You receive a call. You travel on the way back. Something. All around. Challenges. My ears have heard many wonderful things in this church. Many things. But God always comes to solve it for people. Listen, are you weary? Are you tired? The Holy Spirit brings renewal and refreshing for you. Just like the rain came yesterday and took away the heat, the Holy Spirit comes and brings refreshing and renewal for you. Part of the benefit of the outpouring is for the Lord to refresh you. The Lord to renew. For you to restart and kickstart again. There's a refreshing for all of us. Are you tired like me? There's a refreshing. Help me, me, my watch over. Lift your hands. Refreshing. Renewal. Refreshing. Renewal. Are you tired of going to the hospital? There is a refreshing and there is a renewal. Are you tired of that case, of that particular issue? There is a refreshing. There is a renewal. Let there be a refreshing for me. Lift your hands to him. Refreshing. Renewal. 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 Refreshing. Renewal, refreshing, renewal, refreshing.
Watch your power. Wash his hair.
Let them be refreshing. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Are you hearing voices asking you to give up? Are you hearing voices saying you don't amount to anything? Do you want to pray and you can't pray? Do you want to sing? You can't sing. Does it look as if there is a dark cloud over you? Are you as if you are enveloped? Are you in despair, discouraged, disappointed, depressed, almost out? It's a time of refreshing for you. What is that experience and problem that you have that makes you seem as if God is no longer on your side? There's a voice that is silencing the voice of God in your life, quenching it. It's time for the voice of God to speak through the darkness for you. He does that by bringing a refreshing, a renewal, and a baptism of joy. Are you depressed? Are you considering suicide? Is that voice speaking? You have suffered enough. Nothing is going to change you. Nothing is going to change you. You better end your life quickly. It is a lie of the devil. The Lord knows. That's why he's bringing refreshing, renewal, and joy. Can we just pray, Lord, refreshing, renewal, and joy. Over me. Over every member of my family. Over me. Refreshing, renewal, joy. Refreshing, renewal, joy. Refreshing, renewal, joy. Anyone saying this suffering is enough? Let there be refreshing. Let there be renewal. Let there be joy. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me, says Amos. Most of you don't know what your children are going through. They can't tell you because it will break your heart. I told them in the second service, I have ministered to somebody that was 13 years old in this church in the past that had attempted suicide twice. In fact, let me not go into details. Attempted suicide twice. Nobody knew. The family did not know. In fact, if you see that girl, you will never know that she wants to commit suicide because she looks very lively. Jumping up and down. Some of you, your children at home are jumping up and down. But within, you don't know what they are going through. Many of them are depressed. Is it under this Nigeria economy and everything happening that you want to apply for a job? They say 25 and you are 27. And they say the person must be 25 and have 10 years experience. So you must start gathering the experience at 15. So you have tried everything. I'm talking to you from experience. I went to see my cousin. He's in the UK now. I went to see him in Ogba. We went to the polytechnic together. When I went to the university, he did HND. So he finished before me. And finishing like 2-3 years before me when I went to university, he didn't have a job. So I went to see him. And we started talking. And you see, this thing is not new because it is much more terrible now. So I went to see him in Ogba.
And when I went to see him, he just told him, Diodu, you have 2-1, you are brilliant, you are intelligent. You better go and reduce your age.
So after we finished everything, he had convinced me. In fact, I was depressed. I was like, what is the cause? What is this thing? Serve God all your life. Just ordinary job. You can't get this thing. I'm not working. In fact, I just left him. I was going to carry my paper and go to, I was in first at that time. Carry my paper and go and change my age.
All the people I went to school with are more than them. They have gotten all the best job. Waiting now. I will change my age. Change it. Nobody can stop me. And I can prove it.
Are you feeling like I felt?
I was going. I was in that bus.
Frowning. Thinking about if I changed it to 2000 and
or to 19, whatever. What? And I was born on Sunday. What day would that be? So that I can cram it in case I go to interview and I was spamming everything.
He put a song of praise. It is out of mine.
God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. He is
God is good
all the time.
So I was in the bus. The bus was going. And in front of Lateran Assembly, Pastor Tini Bakari, there was a hold up. And I look at the left. And I look at the signboard. Do you know what's on the signboard? You can win with righteousness. That's what the signboard. But what I saw, you can still win with righteousness. That was how I changed my mind. There was nothing that was going to stop me from changing my age. Nothing. Nothing. Not your preaching. I've gone through the problem. And most of us here, there is nothing that is about to change your mind. But there is a reason why you are here. There is a refreshing and renewal for you. What no man can change your mind about, the Holy Spirit can change it. Like He did for me. And that is why you are here. For you to know. Better times are coming. There is a seasonal change. Listen to me. The rains have started and the season have changed. I'm here to announce to you in your life also. Your seasons have changed. Renewal and refreshing. Is anybody that has almost given up? Let's lift our 2 hands up. All of us. Can we receive grace to continue? The heart worry brings refreshing. It brings renewal. It brings joy. It brings help. What no one can convince you about, what no preacher can change your mind about, the Holy Spirit can do it for you.
And He's doing it for us in this service. There is a change for me. There is a change for me. There is a change for me. Please, I want us to pray again. Every sadness, every spirit of sadness, every spirit of depression weighing down on my soul. Blood of Jesus. By the rain of the Spirit. Let them be taken away by the rain of the Spirit. Let them be taken away by the rain of the Spirit. By the rain of the Spirit. By the rain of the Spirit. Let them be taken away. In the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit brings change and transformation. What area of your life do you need change? Where are you going through pain? The Holy Spirit brings change. He brings transformation. Can we pray under this outpouring of your Spirit? Bring a change, bring a transformation in this area of my life. Mention that area, ask for grace. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh.
that can help me. The only one that can change my situation. The one that brings refreshing and renewal. The only one that can help me. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. You are the only one that can help me, sir. You are the only one that can help me, sir. My help is in the name of the Lord. My help, my help, my help, my help. My help, my help, my help, my help, my help. My help is in the name of the Lord. I receive your help, sir. I receive your help, sir. In the name of Jesus. In the name. Samson was an ordinary man like all of us. But when there is an outpouring upon him, he becomes strong. He is of the Old Testament. You are of a new, greater covenant than his own. The Spirit of God is in you and comes upon you. And he becomes a new man. Listen, I think 1 Samuel chapter 16 or so about Saul. Samuel told him, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you and you become another person. A different person. That is what the outpouring does for you. And remember, like I told you, it is not about feeling. It's not you feeling it. It's you knowing it. I know that I'm not leaving this service the same way I came. Not because I'm the one preaching, but because I have been touched as I was preaching. No one comes under the outpouring and there is no change for that person. No one. If you come under the outpouring, you become a different person. A different person. So I'm here to tell you, in case you don't know, you are a different person. You have the same look. You speak the same way, but within you in the spirit realm, you are different. And you are a different person. Why? The Spirit of the Lord has come upon you and he has strengthened you. You know a prayer I want us to pray as I close. I receive strength by the power of the Spirit. I no longer lose any battle of life. Strength. Can we receive strength? Receive strength. Can we receive strength? Receive strength. Receive strength. Receive might. Capacity. Ability. Capability to do. Ability to move. Ability to shake it. Ability to make it happen. Receive capacity. Might. 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 Receive power. Might. Strength. Ability to reproduce. Ability to create. Ability to bring to pass. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. If you read Ezekiel 47, you will know that the river flows from under the altar in the temple. And it is of different depth. Of different depth. So you have heard that it's water. Holy Spirit is water. It's rain. And it's river. The river is in us. And as we praise and pray and praise, it bursts out. And the rain comes upon us. And everywhere there is rain. Then the rain now comes with what bursts out of us like a mighty river. In that mighty river are now different things. And because we are in the river, we cannot choose the one we want. And in the river is restoration, is enablement, is empowerment, is fruitfulness, are different things. Some I gave, I told you I have 21 of them to teach, but I just picked some. That river is flowing. And there are many things to pick from it. Remember the pool of Bethsaida. It was a pond. It was a stagnant pond. It's not as good as the river which you have. An angel must come and steer it up. You don't need an angel to steer this up. You just need the word. And it's in seared as we are preaching the word. And you are receiving strength. By him that created the heavens and the earth.
from this week, your life will never, ever be the same again. In the name of Jesus. I want you to decree something about your life. Under this ad forum, lift your right hand up and speak to yourself. Speak to your destiny. Life. Arise. Live. Arise. I arise in the strength of the Lord. I am refreshed. I am renewed. I silence any evil voice. I receive joy for every sadness. I receive strength for every weakness. I receive the Holy Spirit afresh over me. Fresh, fresh, fresh. 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 Can we pray that today marks a change in my destiny? I will trace the mighty leap in my destiny to today. Traceable to today. Traceable to today's service. A mighty leap in destiny. A mighty transformation in my life. A mighty leap in destiny. Traceable to today. Here is the word of glory. Yahweh. Yahweh. You deserve all the glory. Just proclaim. Make those decrees. Make your decree. Yahweh. Refreshing, renewal, restarting. Rebounding. Restarting. Renewing. Refreshing. Restarting. Great and mighty experiences. A change in my destiny. You deserve
Yahweh.
You deserve
all the glory.
Yahweh.
You deserve all the glory.
So is the word of the Lord that comes from me, it will not return back for you. Let this work wonders in your life. Come back with testimonies in the name of Jesus. We thank you, we glorify your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can you stretch your hand towards your altar? May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Spirit of the Lord come upon you afresh. May you enjoy His direction and His directives. In the name of Jesus. May He lift His countenance upon you. May He be gracious unto you. May goodness and mercy follow you. May peace and rest be your portion. Let the enabling power of the Holy Spirit be at work to bring a change in different areas of your life this week. Whatever has not worked hitherto, from this week let them begin to work. Anything dead in your life, let it receive life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. See you at the House Fellowship.